Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
At BetOnline continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. Bet online, where the game starts.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are back season four. And today, Private Talk, we have the pleasure of having Whitney Wright on the couch. Thank you for coming to Private Talk. I'm excited to get to know you a little bit better and play Truth with Texas with you so we get to know you a little bit more intimately. So please tell Private Talk who you are, what you have going on in this industry.
So I am Whitney Wright. I have been a performer for 6, going on 7 years. I have done directing on and off for about 4 years now as well with a bunch of people, Adult Time, Missa X, Dorsal, and yeah, now I'm still doing all of that and I'm still on my OnlyFans and all that. And currently also launching a cooking channel on YouTube. That's like my new venture.
Your new project?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So being a creator, being a performer, you're doing directing, which part of the job would you say is your favorite part of the job? Do you have one that sticks out more than the other?
I would say OnlyFans. I would say it used to be the directing and producing, because I write all my own stuff and everything, but like it is so hard because like you have to like find the locations, find the talent, deal with cancellations, deal with all of that, and then the paperwork and everything else, and then getting all of the footage back to everyone. So it's like, yeah.
So what's the difference between doing like something like that for that you're directing for somebody else, but you also have your OnlyFans? I'm sure it's somewhat similar to a degree.
It's somewhat similar, but I feel like with OnlyFans, it can definitely be like a little bit more like lax, I guess.
Okay.
Like,
because you don't have deadlines, you can do like what you want because you're your own boss, so you're kind of like controlling the scenario, I guess.
Exactly.
Are you still doing the same types of things that you would be doing directing for other people, but for yourself, or is it more kind of just solo stuff and more kind of laid back things?
Exactly. It's more like, I would say POV or solo, boy, girl, girl, girl content, things like that. So like, yeah, probably more like what I would watch if I was watching porn, and it's the stuff that I feel like my fans like more. Like I will throw like maybe a cinematic thing in there every once in a while, but for the most part I feel like the homemade porn videos, so to speak, are the ones that do the best.
Awesome.
So yeah.
All right, so we're going to jump into Truth with Texas. Okay. We're going to play a game, and it's one of my favorite games. I'm going to be a little bit biased because it is Truth with Texas. So we're going to have naughty questions, we're going to have spicy questions, romantic, and kinky, which we know you're a little kinky, miss. All right, we're going to start with the naughty questions. Handcuffs or blindfold?
Handcuffs.
Lube or spit?
Spit.
Are you a part of the Mile High Club?
Kind of.
What does kind of mean? Explain to Private Talk.
Okay, I've had sex like on a plane, but it wasn't in the air. Okay. It was on the tarmac.
Okay, I feel like that kind of counts.
Yeah.
Well, but I guess so, you're just not mile high, you're not high up on the thing.
But I was in a plane.
What kind? Was this a private plane? Or was this a commercial plane?
It was a private plane.
Okay. So you couldn't wait till you got to take off? You had to keep just on the ground?
Yeah, but it was with the pilot. So I wanted to do it when the plane was in the air, but he like took his job too seriously.
Go figure. I mean, I'm glad that pilot took his job seriously.
I'm like, just put it on autopilot.
So did did you know this pilot beforehand? Were y'all dating? Or were you just like, oh, you're a sexy pilot? I feel like there was a movie like this once upon a time. How did that happen?
Yeah, I knew him. We had been we'd been dating for a little bit. So
he was like, come take a ride. And you're like, okay, but we can't go in the air, but you can suck my dick here.
Kind of. We were about to go in the air, but we both were like, what if we had sex on this plane? And what if we christened it? So, yeah.
So you christened it.
Mm-hmm.
Good girl.
Yeah.
Good girl.
So kind of.
Role play. What is your favorite type of character to play when you're role playing?
Ooh, someone like manipulative, whatever that entails. Like,
okay.
Whether it's like some stepsister who kind of like knows what she's doing, like with like the stepbrother or whatever, or if it's like in a girl scene, someone who is like trying to.
So you want to be like the courser person, like
yeah.
You're like, you know, you want to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, you're like the over the edge pusher where you're just like, come on,
like,
just be a bad girl with me.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Whitney, I see you're a bad girl.
A little.
Have you ever had sex when somebody else watched?
Yes.
Not for porn?
Yes.
Okay, how did that work out for you? Was it like a cuckold situation where you just like being naughty and you knew they were in the room watching you, so it turned you on? Explain to Miss Texas.
It was one of those situations where it was also with that pilot. Like, we would go to like
pilot
these.
Pilot made you naughty.
I know, it's all his fault. But like we would
no
go.
No accountability.
I know, but we would go to like these like sex clubs and like sex parties in like Vegas and Cancun. So yeah, there were like some things like that where we'd like maybe find a couple and like. They and like he'd
playtime.
Watch me have like sex with other like another guy. I'd watch him have sex.
Did
sometimes,
that turn you on?
I feel like if I was having sex at the time, it would. But sometimes I wouldn't have sex with like someone because like maybe there would straight up be times where like the wife or someone would be like, "I'm gonna like fuck your boyfriend, but you can't fuck my husband." Like
how
straight
that make
up,
you feel?
I was like.
Well, you're like, well, you can't fuck my boyfriend either?
Well, I mean, we were kind of, like, there, and we knew what the deal was. We were just kind of there to, like, play
Eat
around. So I was like, yeah, like, it is what it is. So I was like,
all
okay,
right.
Yeah, whatever, man. I'll
Better
just chill.
Woman than me. I mean, like, you know, we're all sharing is caring here. We cannot be, like, nobody can have an orgasm, then neither can you.
For real. I mean, yeah, now it would be, like, a different situation. But,
okay.
Yeah, back in the day, I was like, yeah, whatever.
Have you ever hooked up with a friend's sibling?
No, but
okay.
I did one night on Christmas in Puerto Vallarta. I did have a threesome with this guy and his cousin.
Oh, how was that?
It was pretty like crazy. I was staying at this hotel and I had like a crush on this one guy for like forever, for like 3 days that I was like at the
forever 3 days. I love
like while I was at the hotel, but I was like, man,
he was
so
your vacation
cute.
Bae.
Yeah, and like while I wanted to make a move, but I was too shy. So like one night after like a few margaritas, I like made up a little white lie, and I was like, hey, I can't get the remote to work in my room, and I wanted only him to come up, but he was also with his cousin, so he was like, okay, we'll come up there. And I was like, so yeah, it just kind of.
So they just like put their dicks out, or did you pull them out? Who initiated this?
I kind of initiated it. I was like, have you guys ever had a threesome before? Because I was kind of like a little
horny,
tipsy.
Hot, and ready.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. And I was like, why not? Like, the time is now.
Next time I'll have to make sure you have some tequila, Whitney. We get a little bit freakier here at Private Talk.
For real. But like, we had a threesome and it was pretty hot.
Okay.
So. Yeah.
Hey, nice vacation. All right, last set of the naughty questions. Biggest turn off. What is something that someone can do that absolutely makes that pussy dry of yours?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when it makes that face. What can someone be doing?
God, I don't know. There's almost so many things, but like
almost so many things.
I think like maybe if you just don't have like good hygiene.
Okay.
Yeah.
So no smelly guys.
Yeah. No or dick girls. Cheese. Yeah.
Okay. Or,
yeah. Yeah.
No dick cheese.
No dick cheese. No like.
No one likes dick cheese.
No.
Have you gone down on a guy and there was dick cheese?
No, but like you see things on the internet.
Do
so
you?
Like I don't know. I just but I heard that term.
I don't search dick cheese.
I don't search it either. But like you've heard, but like. I saw like the eye contact. We all know kind of what dick cheese is. Like when you say that, like there's something that resonates in the mind. Like.
Well, I mean, yeah, because I mean you're human and we have those parts. And so if you're a guy, then you would know when you know.
It's yeah,
not, it's not right. The same way with the girl with the yeast infection. You know, it's not the most pleasant thing, whatever. But you know what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. But also, so yeah, maybe that might be like a sign of an infection. But like. I don't know.
Abort mission. Yeah. All right, romantic set of questions. Would you consider yourself a romantic?
I am like a huge romantic. I like fall in love with someone after like 2 weeks.
Like, so what would be something that you would do for your new love interest that you fell in for 2 weeks? Like what is something that you would like to do, something special? Are you the person who does things or do you get things done for you?
Both. I like both. I love the princess treatment, but I also like, I will do like, everything for you if I care about you. But
okay.
Like I flew to like this wasn't the same person by the way, but like I flew to like Mexico for like this one. There was this one guy I liked that I met like one time for like a photo shoot, and I liked him so much that I like flew the second time I ever saw him, I like flew to Mexico for his like birthday.
Nice.
And then
did he know or was it a surprise?
It was a surprise.
Okay.
I didn't tell him until like I showed up like to his birthday.
Was it a good surprise?
No.
Oh.
Like
did his wife
like,
and kid come out?
Well, no, that didn't happen.
His
but
girlfriend?
Like it was like completely platonic and I didn't know like why he never made a move. And then later he was like, oh yeah, I have a girlfriend.
So he friend zoned you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I give you a lot of grace and like, you know, commend you because putting yourself out there is a big step. And so it's like, you know, what would you wouldn't know if you didn't ever try it.
Exactly.
You know?
If you never ask, the answer is always no.
That's true. And we don't like no, we like yes.
Yes.
All right. What are some deal breakers for you? What is a deal breaker in a relationship?
If someone just is always like negative, like talking shit about their exes, I feel like that's a red flag. Someone who doesn't have a like the best relationship with their family. I know things can come up sometimes, but yeah.
Okay.
I prefer that, like with someone. Yeah, I think those are two big ones. And like you can't like lie about little things. Like
okay.
If you start like lying about like little like things that you'd think like, oh, why would they lie about that? That's
yeah.
so stupid. Then it's like it's
going to
be like more red flags later on down the line.
Yeah, fair enough. Lights on or lights off?
Lights off with candles.
Ooh, romantic. I
yeah.
see that coming back out in you. Giving or receiving, which do you prefer?
I like both, but I mean, I'll say receiving. I'm like a little selfish.
Okay,
so.
Okay. I would say giving. I don't know. I feel like giving vibes from you. I feel like you definitely would get on your knees right away and just suck a man's dick if you really were in love with him.
I mean,
even if it was 3 days.
I am a giver. I am 100% a giver. But like, yeah, I guess I am more of like a giver than like, I like oral too. Like it feels like bomb, but I'm more of a like, let's just fuck kind
okay.
of a person. Like
naked or lingerie?
Naked.
Bathroom sex or car sex?
Bathroom sex. All day.
Nasty, dirty, raunchy. I like it. Favorite place to be kissed?
Oh my god, my neck or like my like tits. I'll like die.
Okay. Spicy questions. What is something that's completely off limits that you're not willing to try, or maybe you've tried before and you're just not willing to go back there again?
You know, I will say I've tried like someone like peeing on me before.
Okay.
And I was just like
on you in your mouth or just where?
Like on me and kind of like in my mouth
okay.
and stuff, and I was like
not
this
for you.
This is not it.
Okay.
Like I won't kink shame like if you're into that like cool, but like it is not, wasn't for it's you. Not my path to go down.
Okay. Like, you tried it once, that's all you can do, right? See if you like it or not.
It's all you can do.
Worst hookup story. Do you have one?
Not really. I mean, like, I guess, like, the worst one, what can, like, the worst one really be? Like, you're, I mean, like, you could start your period or something, but that's not, like, bad. It's just, like, period blood. Like, what? Ooh. So, like, besides that, I don't really have any, like, crazy hookup stories. I've had, like, some stuff happen where, like, I've hooked up with a guy I've really liked, and then he was like, oh, yeah, I have a girlfriend, by the way.
But, oh, like, after he came.
After, yeah. And that was also, like, for, like, 2 days, by the way. Like, staying, like, with him for, like, 2 days, and it's like, oh, yeah, I have a girlfriend. And she's like, and by the way, she's, like, coming back, like.
Oh,
like,
nice.
In, like,
that's her hairbrush so. in the kitchen.
for real. Well, like, didn't live with him, but, like yeah. Oh, yeah, she's coming back, like, coming here. And I'm like, oh, okay. Oh,
well, cool. Good go.
Nice.
Nice knowing you.
Yeah.
Have you ever broken up with somebody because they were bad in bed?
No, I really haven't.
Celebrity hall pass.
Ooh, I don't know. I feel like I really, really like, I know this is gonna, like, get, like, mixed reviews, but, like, Pete Davidson.
Okay. Yeah. Why is that mixed reviews?
Because
you like who you like.
Yeah, I know, but, like, it's always, like, kind of, like, controversial because people are like, Pete Davidson, like, and I know, but doesn't he have, like, some auto, it doesn't matter if he has, like, an autoimmune disorder, but
he's,
like,
got big dick energy. I don't blame
him. He's
really
got big dick energy. Yeah. And
I've
like
done an interview with him on Shade 45 one time, a long time ago, and I did Free the Nipple in New York in Times Square.
Oh,
he's
my
fun.
God.
He's fun.
Yeah, he just, like, is so cool. I like someone who's, like, cool and laid back.
Cool,
and, like,
calm, and collective.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any celebrities slide in your DMs? We want the truth. Come on, Whitney. You were late on me. You owe me something.
I know. I was late. I'm sorry. Not really, other than, like maybe, like, some soccer players.
Did you respond back because you saw the check mark? Were you just, like, flattered?
No, not really.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Toys in the bedroom.
Like, if I'm on my own, yeah.
Okay.
Like, then, yeah.
But not with a partner.
But, yeah, with a partner, I'm more like, let's, yeah. Like, we have each other. Like, yeah.
Okay. All right, last set of questions for Truth with Texas. I know this is a fast one, but, you know, sometimes a quickie is all we got. So, shower sex, car sex?
Shower sex.
Okay. Do you have any fetishes?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I really like, probably, like, just to be, like, came in. I know it's, like, so dangerous because, like, I'm not on birth control.
How many times have you gotten pregnant, Miss Man, this lady? How many porno babies have been produced?
No porno babies ever. Because, like, yeah, I just...
So you just like to be camed in?
Yeah.
Several times?
Yeah.
Are you one of those people, like, you'll come in the morning and you'll walk around with it all day long? Just let it ooze out of you.
Well, usually it's, like, with my, like, just with, like, my boyfriend I'm seeing. Usually I'm, like, not a cream pie on set person. Because I'm like, no, okay. I don't want any, like, set babies, but, like...
Well, birth control, you know, but yes.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not on birth control.
That's, I know. I mean, you like to be camed in and you're not on birth control.
I know.
You're a risk taker, okay?
I'm playing a dangerous game.
Oh, well, you know, it's like Russian roulette, you know, when, you know, hopefully it goes off.
I know.
Freak you. Have you ever been in an orgy outside of the industry?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I think that they're... Yeah, I think that they're
most number
fun.
Of people, like, that was in your orgy.
Eight.
Yeah. Okay.
Eight.
Have you ever called someone the wrong name during sex?
Not during sex, but I did start dating someone, like, very recently after I broke up with someone, and I was calling him, it was like a long time ago, but I was calling him my ex's name for, like, like the first weekend.
I'm sure he loved that.
I felt so fucking bad.
What is a sex skill that you're most proud of?
I would say anal, like doing anal.
Okay.
Just doing anal. And like
probably take it like a champ.
Yeah, definitely.
Love it.
And then probably like blowjobs and stuff.
Okay. How many partners have you had to this date?
I don't know. I feel like
partners post industry. How many partners before porn?
Oh, before porn? Maybe like, because I was doing like orgies and stuff.
Okay.
I don't know.
Own it, girl. What's your number?
I don't know.
What's your number? Like a 20? Is it like a 10? Is it like a 30, 40 range?
I mean, it's probably like
60?
60,
okay.
70, yeah.
So then you've been in the business for 6 years. So now what's your number? Now, mind you, we're in porn, so number of times doesn't count, but yeah. People count. And most of those people, it's kind of like a repeat offending of things.
Yeah.
So would you say your number is more like 150 to 200 now, or?
I would say like maybe in like the
150s,
yeah. Okay. And that's just like, giving myself like some
grace, some
yeah,
like
benefit
here
of the
there,
doubt.
Like,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I've like hooked up with people that haven't been in the industry still.
Yeah.
Like, so yeah.
Have you ever woken up next to someone that you did not know who they were?
No, thank God.
You're like, woo! You're like, I passed that one.
Yeah.
All right. Last question. Favorite time of day to have sex?
Favorite time of day?
Yes. Are you a morning girl, nighttime girl? Are you in the afternoon delight? What kind of girl are you?
I just talked about this on another thing, and we were talking about like the differences between like which is better, morning or night sex. And I think like night sex is still the best
because
like you can still like have your teeth brushed and stuff, and
so you're kind of fully put together.
Yeah, yeah. If you care about makeup, if not, whatever. But if you do, you can still like have a little bit of like makeup on, feel a little cute, like which I kind of like to do,
okay.
And like have my hair done.
So that makes you
candles.
Feel the best. So where you can like put on a full performance where you're like,
yeah,
giving it your all.
Have some wine.
All right. Like, you're about the atmosphere. I see the candles,
yeah.
The wine, the mood lighting.
Exactly.
All
and
right,
then
all right.
The best thing after, you can just like pass out, like that's the best to me,
like, drunk, or you're like dick drunk and you just like go to sleep, have the best sleep ever.
Yeah, exactly. And then morning sex is still good, but like after I've had sex with someone, I'm awake.
Mm.
Like in the morning though, that's only because like if my like eyes, brain, whatever see the sun, I'm like, okay, I'm up. Like
I see that. I feel like with women though, I think with women like when you orgasm, like you get like a burst of energy where men are the reverse and they're like dead asleep. I feel like I'm always like, hey, what's up? Let's go again. Like the more I come, the more I'm active and I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
You know, until I'm really finally put to sleep, and then you know it's the final countdown. But you know.
Yeah.
That's it all.
No. 100%.
All right. Well, that was a short version of Truth of Texas. That's all the time we really have. Is there anything that we can promote for you?
Yeah.
You can do your social media, your OnlyFans page.
Yeah, I would say like definitely my OnlyFans, like on there, I'm Whitney Wright XXX. And then my YouTube channel, which I'm about to launch. I'm just like stockpiling like a bunch of videos for that. It's just Whitney Wright X, but also you can go to like my Twitter. It's like Whitney Wright X, and my Instagram's Whitney Wright XO. I'll be like releasing like all the info on there too. So
that's awesome. Well,
yeah.
Good luck with all of that. I hope that it does really well.
Thank you.
Is there anything that you want to ask Miss Texas before we get off the Private Talk couch?
Man, I feel like there's so many questions I could ask. So like, I know you're a Gemini.
Yes.
Okay. How long technically like have you been in the business?
Like 16 years.
Nice.
Yep. Nice. Haven't shot anything in over 5. But yeah, I've been in the business since 2006, end of 2006, beginning of 2007.
Dang.
But yeah. But yeah, I will. I usually only give you one, but I gave you a couple just because, you know, I feel like you need to know a little bit more. But the next time we sit down and talk, I would love to sit with you and have a proper conversation, get to know each other a little bit more. Yeah. And then you can have your questions lined up for Miss Texas.
I will, and I'll be on time.
I like it. All right, thank you, Whitney Wright. Until we meet again.
Thank you.
Hey.
This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.